from a pickup. Mm-hmm. But I may trade this old pickup and get me another one. But this runs good, and it does a purpose of one, you know, cost $3,000. What I'm telling your husband that I want a diesel tractor to pay about $1,500, $2,000 difference and get me a good used diesel tractor. And then I can swap work, you know, with a A-frame harrow with different boys and sowing oats and rye, in other words, because it's not too much farming going on now, fixing land for farming, but a lot of people, you know, got cattle while they have rye and oats and stuff, you know, so neighbors and people in the neighborhood. A few darkies will pay you off, in other words, a lot of them will pay you off. But these people down at Russia, in other words, he told me, well, they got one in and got it all painted out and on the yacht. I said, what you going to get for it? Before I asked him if I was going to trade in, he might have thought, you know, that Buell boy. I don't know whether you know him or not, Russ Tractor Company.
I know who he is.
Charlie Buell. He's office boy.
Yeah.
And I said, Charlie, what you going to charge me that D-17 you got in and got it all painted up and everything? Well, he said, you know, everything's going up, and they got a lot of money in that thing of painting it and getting it all this, that, and the other. Well, that's where the trouble comes in, see?
Yeah.
And he says, I reckon I'm going to have about $2,500 for it.
Yeah.
I said, yeah? Okay. I said, Jippy got here for $2,000, and his is an R3 series, and you're modeling yours is a 6-to-1 or 6-to-2 model. And I said, that tractor there, I said, it's nearly 10 years old.
Now that's diesel?
One he had down there, yeah. Charlie, his is 10 years old. Jippy got one of it. It's only about 6-7 years old. It's the R3 series.
Yeah.
And he didn't pay but $2,000 for his.
Well,
in Gainesville. He got here from Joe Farmer. And I got mine from Farm Bar, but they got theirs from down here.
Yeah.
And mine was... Yeah. You've been living here long enough. Mine, I guess you've been here long enough. You remember when that nigga, a truck hit him over here on 301? And the tractor and carried that tractor into an oak tree there and busted the whole housing, motor and everything in it.
Yes.
It's a brand new tractor.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that's the tractor that I got at the house now.
Oh, really?
And it don't use a bit of oil or nothing. The only thing you use is about 2 gallons of fuel out if you throw the coal to it. You use about 20 gallons of tractor
fuel. Now, what they do down there, so go in there and get your stuff ready. What they do down there at Rush, they set a price way out of reason.
Y'all fixing it?
No, not going to place. I'm just
you're getting the clothes ready.
No.
So we're just going to take them down there directly.
I got to go. It's,
no.
It's 8 o'clock.
I
got to draw water from the cattle. I got them cut off from the pond. The pond water getting
they set a price down there.
That's right. But I didn't ask him, and now in this tractor of mine, I tell you what, I paid.
And then they don't budge.
This tractor I got, in other words, it and a harrow,
yes.
I think I paid $2,000 for it. For the one that I got, and it's not a diesel. But the tractor was nearly new, and they got through, you know, putting that, they had to put a block assembly and put that cam and all that inside, you know what I mean, and overhaul the motor. That's reading the thing still. It don't use a bit of oil. Only thing about it, a hydraulic lift, it'll leak a little fluid, and I got to add a quarter of fluid, you know, to the hydraulic system. You already got the hydraulic system on it already. But I says, where it's coming out is hydraulic plungers. I reckon you already got them plungers on the side, too. It feeds out of the case in the motor part, and it feeds into the plungers, and the seal is worn on one of them.
Yeah.
Because you use it, in other words, you can stop it where you can see, you know, it dropping, you know, just that little light, you know how that fluid is.
Well,
but that's the mine, I bet you put it, it won't want to give me about $600 or $700 for it.
No.
And I got a tandem harrow to go with it, you know, a lift type tandem harrow. 8 foot, too. 8 foot tandem harrow.
Yeah.
You know, cut behind where you're turning your land. It will do fair, you know, like the little harrow you got behind you, in other words, that, it'll want to shimmy a little bit, you know, when you hit too rough of grass. No, I don't know how that and that does, but most of them will want to shimmy a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the reason I looked it out here. You just got a pole. You got to put something heavy on that boat.
Right.
I put sacks of sand on mine, made a rack out of boards,
And
nailed them together, kind of, you know, infill a bag of sand, weigh about 200 pounds, put one on each side of the thing, you know, and it'll make it take the ground. But that little pole, you got one way over 25 pounds, with it, 30.
No.
But it'll keep them shimming a little bit, but you give your bearing. Mine, they got these seal water bearing. I looked at yours.
Yeah.
And a little light, that hair there, I'm bearing a little too light just like on mine. I replaced something once or twice, and they cost about $7 a piece. But the hair is in good shape now. It does need one or two blades on it.
If you want to cut your hair, you can't use your tandem four wheels. You just got to use your two.
That's right.
And you too. I could use that old one, but I'd have to weight it down. Now this one, you see, it cuts a lot better, and then you can weight it.
That's right. Yeah, with that lift part, that's a good little weight, you know, kicks up on it. Just like these, old one, reversible bottom plow, I believe what they call it.
Yeah.
I've seen them handle them.
Yeah.
They keep them in the ground, though. It'll help it keep the ground when the land's getting hard dry.
If you want a seal or something in that hydraulic place, and who would you get to do it for you?
Well, I'd have to get, I reckon, Horace Birch. He put in C.J. Jr. in that Mesa Ferguson.
Would you take it into him, or would he come out there?
Well, he'd come out there at C.J. Jr.'s. He probably would come out there at the house. He'd come out there and got the pickup, but then I'd have saw him.
Now, you'd get the seal and have it on there?
Yeah, I'd get the seal. I'd get the material, and I wouldn't let him come out there and do it. He could drive it through the woods and carry it down to this Fred. He'd done type of work.
You know what we ought to have is something to move that equipment on.
That's right. One of these heavy duty trailers would be the trick to, put it on.
Get one of them little fellas that's right close to the ground.
That's right.
And
just drag it.
It would simplify life, wouldn't it?
It would that. But you can, though. Of course, it takes something to haul it. In other words, you take the chain horse and pick it up, and let it down on my pickup or something, and carry the hair in that safe, you see.
Yeah.
But the way I've done mine when those, it got to. One time, in other words, I uncoupled it. All of them went bad. They uncoupled the side, to bear, and they're gone off them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but four bolts take out, and the whole axle, wheel, and all, they were the same way, I reckon. Then I rolled it in the pickup, in other words, and carried it to Farnborough, in other words.
Yeah.
And they had the wrench, in other words. You got to lock that disc on that other side with a three-fingered wrench, to take that nut off, and all the disc, and you split the... spacers comes off too with the axle. It's not a round axle, mine. I don't know where yours is round. Mine is square axle. Is yours round or square?
I don't know. I think it's round.
But most of the round ones are on. Is that an Aston? Yeah, I believe Aston. It's round, I think. But these, the Bush Hog and, what's that other? Well, I believe that's the ass that I got. The bush, what's called a bush, not the bush hog, the eight blade. What do you call it? Isn't that, what's called a bush hog? Bush and bog, what you call it. Now, it's got a square axle in it, too, but it's a bigger axle, in other words, than the tandem. It's an inch and an eighth. But this in here, on the inch, I think it's an inch or 7/8 axle all in mine. I look, that's about the same as yours. It looks like maybe an inch or 7/8. And you can hit a stump, a lighter stump in a field or something, and swing that axle. You got to take it loose, and straighten it out. I'll straighten mine, in other words. Make the dish, shimmy. But you say a trailer is the handy thing. Now, mine got the hollow out of the lift. When I'm low trailer, I can pick it up and just back up to it, and just... release the lift, let it go right on the trailer and unhook from it.
Mm-hmm.
And hook on to it in the pickup, and catch, over here, carry it to horse or carry it anywhere. But the Hubble International, Farnborough and Rush's, they charge down labor about $8 or $9 an hour for labor. Mm-hmm. And the boy doing the work, they're giving him about $2 an hour. That's what Fred told me up here. That Farnborough boy, his wife teaches school, lives in Packington. Yeah, gives him $2 an hour. That's all he's making, $2 an hour. I said, you mean to work? You working your brother for $2 an hour? I said, you want a job? I said, you have to move, but I'll get you a job tomorrow in Jacksonville. They want a man up there. And I said, they'll start you off at $120, $25 a week. And I said, and you there a few months if you prove, like you can do something. Well, then you automatically get a raise.
But
in other words, is getting the money just like a viewer down there and said it costs so much money, in other words. Well, the price they put on it. Now, the man that sprayed that paint on that thing, it's a spray job. And they had that lye in on the hot water. In other words, it cleans it, clean the motor and all the grease and the stuff on it that it is. Then you take a spray nozzle, in other words, and spray the thing.
You can buy used, new equipment, cheaper than you can used equipment.
That's right. Well, I told him, I said, no, I don't want that. I said, that's too old a series. I said, I thought maybe you want to move it right, but I said, that's no price, Charlie. But as I told Larry, this same man, I want to get that Mesa Ferguson 135, I believe the series. Yeah. One small size, you know, about a 35 horsepower tractor.
I tell you, the best thing I've seen them do down there, I've got this old hay baler. They rebuilt that and brought it up here and got it to working and kept it working and charged me $500 for it. Now that's if they would treat me like that on other equipment,
that's right.
I could trade with them. But I can't pay them $2,500 like that for an old tractor that's 10 years old.
Well, that's what I told him. In other words, I said, that tractor there is it's too old. I said, and he said, well, he said, you know, the new one's gone up now. I said, I'm not talking about the new one. I know the new automobile. I said, this pickup of mine out here, and I bought the outfit out here. It didn't cost me about $1,400 or $1,500. Now, in that same pickup, that way, it cost you about $30. With that hydromatic transmission, I'm heavy-duty commercial tired on it. It cost you $3,300. That's what a pickup costs, just like that near out there now, brand new. $3,300.
You know, you are lucky in a way. You can get around over the countryside and find out what's going on. And not many do that now.
That's right.
What's the trouble?
Well, they just don't want to, I guess maybe be, have the initiative, forwardness, in other words, to kind of, get talk around a little bit. And I can kind of talk around and kind of get in without getting people
like
mad.
It's interesting just to know what's going on.
That's right. Well, I enjoy it, in other words, this fellow says that, a person is isolated, self.
Yeah.
Like Robinson Crusoe, in the book Friday. That instance, I guess, it's been years ago when we read those books in school. But, a person needs to not live to himself,
You're in touch with a lot of people. Now, you see Johnny
Yes, sir.
You see him all the time?
Yeah, lots of.
Oh, you saw him at the barbecue?
Oh, yeah. So I see him at church every Sunday.
Oh, does he come to that?
Yeah, he's a deacon.
Oh, he is.
And he thought it was all right for the preacher, in other words, so he said, we'd invite the darkened and let him help contribute.
Yeah.
But I'm like Mid Johnson. We got about $4,000 or $5,000 in trade, and they didn't charge anything, and I'm like, shit, Billy Graham got much money Johnson or Nixon has.
Yeah.
Billy Graham, you know what I mean? He's not suffering financially.
No, I wouldn't make sure.
No, everybody knows that, but they strictly said, and no charge, as a Christian movie, in other words, that the film company, in other words, then show one of them, in other words, then make $1,000,000 off of it and won't have to ever charge for it again. But a lot of these other film movies, in other words, they show where they still, people go to and sit in the building, in other words, but the darkies sit up in the balcony and the white people sit down. That's what Mid Johnson said. I said, yeah, I haven't been to a moving picture show, and I don't know, the last I went to was a drive-in, and as I said, I reckon it's been 10 years ago since we went to the drive-in theater, and I said, that's in Jacksonville.
You don't go to movies?
But I reckon it's been 10 years since I've been to a moving picture, and it was a drive-in, set an automobile, and get a speaker, and just set it on the door,
Who does Johnny work for now?
He's working Whitehurst.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. You want me to call over here? Yeah, we don't have any pasture. No, and it's so troublesome. It's awful troublesome to have, we got so many batches of animals now. Just run me to death. I don't have any help. Yes, well, You know what it is. Yeah. Well, I couldn't put up with them anyhow. I got married over here.
They got one.
Let me tell you, let me get my wife to call you sometime. Where are you? Or she can get you through Ms. Hamilton. Yeah, I'll tell her. I'll tell her you call. Well, you get, she can get in touch with you. She'd be glad to. I'll tell you call. Listen, Everett, I haven't translation business with you. I listen to all this stuff. You see, I pick up a little bit from you all. Now, you see, most of those people have outgrown us, haven't they?
That's right.
Yes, all sir. The white hats.
Yes, sir.
They don't do anything that would help you run your place.
No.
All the equipment's too big.
That's right. And you're too little for them to think about helping you. You know what they say, that it's geniality.
Yeah.
Now, I believe it. Always have been taught and believe, too. You do, I guess, too. That you feel like you know better than nobody else, but you feel you're just as good as anyone else.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them got that opposite attitude, in other words. But as Miss Johnson told me, thinking about the doctor, you know, which she had the right attitude, just like several of them, they're wife the same way. It's you inviting trouble, in other words, when you have them to come up and let them give a free oil offering, because the one that would come, the colored, would give an offering, in other words.
Yeah.
It, but I'm like Mid Johnson, in other words. Now, she's one of the tithers in the church.
Mm-hmm.
John is a tither, and Willie's a tither. Well, there's a good many of them. After reading, in other words, our board, there's Lightner come down in time or two, says, your business is accounting the money. I said, yeah, I'm on the committee where I count the money every Sunday. And he said, well, it's a funny thing. It's you all don't ever have a Sunday less than $100, $100 to $200. And he said, our church, you know what? Well, we get $5 or $6.
Who said that?
GP, Methodist Church.
What?
$5 or $6.
What is it?
It's Methodist Church. That's a collection plate.
What's the trouble? What's the difference?
Well, the GP said, no, well, they got, you know, people in there. GP's not, you know, He's well off as I am. He got a good job and other, and got a little money, and the folks got a little money, and mother, you know, gets a pension, and got a little insurance money left from her mother, in other words. It left in pretty good shape. That is, you know, tangible. That's cash you can put your hand on. I'm not talking about real estate or something. I'm talking about cash you had in the bank.
Yeah.
Then I says, you got Albert Zetrow, in other words. You know what he is. He don't spend the interest over his money, in other words. He's in the upper bracket.
Yeah.
You got Elbert Zetrow, they're a member, in other words. And you got your Uncle Ben Lighten, in other words. And they got money. Always had money. His wife, you know, had money. And she passed away, and her people, in other words. She had money, in other words. And they got it in the family. And they got the yarn boy. He makes $30 or $40 a day driving, carrying the mail out. He's a member out there. Said, no, he's a member of your church. Your wife is a Methodist.
Yeah.
I said, well, he don't contribute to ours. He must help to your church, in other words. I figured his wife is going. Well, he don't come down and give us any, because I'm on the committee and I open the envelope, and I know who gives who and who's. You know what I mean? Who gives what? But that's none of my business, in other words. I don't sit on the committee, you know, to see who's doing who and who. But as I told Jippy, I said, we got... I don't know exactly, I haven't, you know, found out, but I'd say offhand, I'd say about 15 people at tithers, and some of them, you know, making good money, and some of them are not. These people like working down at Lowell, and they're making $350 a month, and they get their check every so on, and they give right down to the penny, you know, $19.35, I believe one of them is.
Yeah.
Show you I didn't. I said, other people are tithing and making the money. Well, like Willie, he's not making too much. He tithes. And I say, you figure it all up after reading that board up there. Reads, you know, sometimes they don't come, you know, every Sunday. But I say, that's reading it. Reads, and that's reading the church don't owe no money or nothing. They pay the utilities and this, that, and other, and literature, and they got $4,000 or $5,000 in the bank. That's where Mid Johnson says, we could have got up enough, you know, to give them a nice little donation. We used to do a revival service, and the people always, you know, carried away with it, you know.
Well, now, who are the chief ones you got? Who's got the most money down there? You don't have it. You don't have big ones like
does. That's what I mean. There's none in our church, you know, with that big. In other words, just, you know, really has the money.
Johnny Mission not big money,
no,
is he?
No, he tithes, in other words, but he is, in other words. You know what he makes, in other words. I think, $110, $120 a week.
Yeah.
And you see what his tithe is, though, what? $12, $15, you know, a Sunday.
Yeah.
And one of the girls that's working, one of his girls tithe, you know what? She makes $60 a week, you know what? And she get $5 or $6. But Nick Dixon, she's one work low, in other words. And at Beck Boy, well, I guess he's the biggest money because he makes $7 an hour.
Yeah.
And he works 40 hours. That's a little less than $300 a week. But time to get through taking out with his family, in other words. It still, you know, gives him a pretty good salary of $200 a week, which is pretty good money.
I think so.
But like I tell him about Hastings, you know, that's pretty good money, you know, $150 a week, and they pay me gas, you know, come home weekend, and if they make any money, why, they liable to, you know, donate me, you know. I have got as much as $1,000, see?
What's, these horse farms?
But these horse farms, they, is one or two that come to ours. Now, there's one out there that worked for Mr. Ron. Now, Mr. Ron is up in the several million dollar class,
yeah.
I'd say. James and Ryan.
They don't come to
But mine don't come, but some of the boys working with him make pretty good money. They come and they not tithers, but they you know what I mean? They contribute.
Well,
And I told Jippy, I said, I'm named four people, in other words. If they, you know, halfway want to, you know, keep the preacher in something to eat or something or another. Why, I said, if they just give, you know, $1 a piece, why, that'd be more money than y'all have on the board. I said, I'm not talking about the church. But I said, you people, in other words, you don't read your Bible like we read ours, in other words. That's what I told him, Jippy.
Yeah.
Well, he's talking, you know, just like you and I talking, in other words. He don't get mad with me, in other words, just like you probably wouldn't get mad at me if I'd say something, you know, if you didn't agree with another. But you might correct me, which that's the right thing to do. I'm like Nixon was the other night on that program. I'd lower his funk of telling them people, in other words. A lot of time, people are justified in criticizing him.
Yeah.
But he says that no one had ever been perfect, in other words. That's what I like about it, except the man up above, in other words.
Yeah.
He come here and live and set the example, in other words. He wants us to go likewise. But people today, in other words, they don't want to get involved in something, in other words. Said, I'm looking out for self. But at the end, in other words, who's going to look out for him if something happened to him? Isn't that right? He's going to look out for him.
Yeah, it looks like the church would just be wealthy church.
Well, that's what I say, but you take that same pastor, I would got with the Richardson boy down there. Richardson, if one of your neighbors, are they suffering? They not broke, are they?
Well, they run that little church, if not wealthy, but they...
But they have a pretty good little, I don't know how their board is, but they give the same pastor, the same preachers up there, and he asked for money. And my brother and I, but he's a Methodist, one that's your wife met. Were you with her the other day? You wasn't with her?
No.
Someone else was called. She met my brother.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Were you,
yes.
Yeah.
We had been down that Saturday morning to see Mr. Maxie.
Mm-hmm. And you came by.
Yeah.
And he was working in the garden, I guess, wasn't he?
Oh, we were down there and he saw us. And she leaving a note on your door.
But, and he came down.
He came down. And I was glad he did because we got to visit.
Yeah, got to talk with him.
Yeah,
yeah. But he doesn't go too much because he works, you know, on Sundays.
Yeah.
And but he gives him, you know, his wife, she's a master too. He give him, you know, $15 once in a while when they come around asking for money to get a little money for the preacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that yarn girl, she said one time, you know, said they'd accept it from someone else. Well, I wasn't no big man, but I said, well, it's a shame. In other words, you people, you know, if the man can't get groceries in the house, you know, to eat on. And I says, I contribute to my church. And I says, but I'll give you a couple of dollars.
Nobody you know works for the horse farms, Everett. What's the trouble? They pay as well as the university.
There's a few of them that I know work, colored and white. A few of them, just a few.
Who do you know?
Well...
Do I know anybody?
I don't believe you do.
Why couldn't Willie work for one of those horse farms?
He could. That Mixon boy, that's where he's working. He's working for horse and cattle both, that Bo Bett. A hobo. Hobo, I mean,
hobo.
Yeah. Hobo farm.
Yeah.
And it's a big outfit, one of the large ones down there.
Yeah.
And that's where JC's working. I worked down there a while myself.
Yeah.
And they paid me good, too. That boy told me, in other words, that... And his boy did blow on our church, but after he moved down the other way, he changed his letter to Fairfield.
You worked at one of the farms
around? Yeah, I worked in the farm deal. They got me down there, and then after he got me on the farm equipment, they bought the, well, they got everything in the world imaginable. What bulldozer, you know, cost $40,000 or $60,000 for those caterpillars. And this boy was a member of our church then. Well, he was a foreman and also a bulldozer operator. And he said, we got this new baling equipment in, and nobody knows how to thread the needle.
Yeah.
And he says, no, you have one like it. You got a New Holland and 271. And he says, you caught up with yours right now, and we got some down. We got about 3,000 or 4,000 bales on the ground. He saw me at church.
Yeah.
Said, how about coming down, and if you can't stay but 3 or 4 hours, half a day, stay all day if you can,
yeah,
and I'll see that you get paid. He was a foreman and superintendent, good Baptist church member. And he's making pretty good money. They paid him $7,500 a year in front of him the house to live in. Pretty good salary.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad. And they'd give him a little Christmas present, you know what I mean, every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I went down there, and that's when somebody, J.C. asked me. He was working at Mixon Boy. His widow married at Chambers Boy.
Yeah.
Jim Chambers, Orange Lake. But J.C. was down there then, but J.C. was working with the horses and working at night. Then, you know, like Willie's job now up at the university.
Yeah.
You know, checking them, and the horse got sick, or one needed a bucket of water while you draw it, you know, and set it over there, you know, if he's drinking, I'm scalded, you know.
Willie don't like, he don't know anything about livestock.
No, he don't know.
He just plays with them cows.
That's all he's doing.
So he wasn't feeling home over there, would he?
I doubt it.
And he don't want to work with livestock.
No. In fact, you might as well go ahead and finish the sentence. He don't want to work, period, too much. You know, not saying too much. That's what Avery talking about today, and also H.A. I said, well, I says, have you known any of our boys ever do it too much? I says, Martin, the whitehead one, that woman made him feel bad. That woman says, wonder who that old gray-headed man is that are pulling out in front of me. Martin's brother, you know, drives about a $6,000, $8,000 car. Martin.
Willie's brother. Yeah. Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he kind of got up on top there for a while, and he can wait, you know, and get a little of his money along, you know, but Willie, he couldn't drag around and work a little bit, and he got where his health wasn't good, and there's some of Willie inside them building tanking around, you know, doing that inside work, you know, when they got him dried in.
Yeah.
Why, he just couldn't stand the heat, and he wasn't able to stand it, and he wanted to get out. That's the reason I went over there, and I was 30 minutes late. I told him and got him a job.
Yeah.
And it didn't, less money he's making now than the $2.50 he's making an hour.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's glad of it, because he's up there on the job about 7, but actually they're working just between you and me 4 hours all the working.
Yeah.
But he'll tell you, you know, it is awful hard and a lot of work, walking in, and this, that, and other. But Jim and Eddie ride when they got a good deal to do. They ride in the vehicle.
Yeah.
They furnish the vehicle.
Well, now you like livestock.
But I like livestock. You're right. But Willie, he wasn't working those things, but I worked with a farm crew and got that man started, and I stayed down the whole day after I going down and lose a piece a day. I decided I'd just stay down there that out. Well, it's something new, you know, be around a different crew, you know.
What?
And I showed him how to run the doggone baler, and I had another fellow that, you know, watch it, and I showed him this thing about it, the attention to give on the bale, you know, and how to, you know, tighten and check it. And if, you know, had it too tight, well, it'd go to busting the twine and a lot of things, you know, you just tell them and they couldn't read it. They could read the book, but they wouldn't know what the book said.
Yeah.
That goes to show, you know, with the experience, a lot of time it's better than learning the book knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what I found out about old Hinchett up there in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Just like the same way, you know, about out here, this man here. You know, you'd ask him a question, and you buy a gate.
You need a little
play.
Yeah,
don't you need a little play?
Yeah.
Huh?
If you got
the pins in there, in other words.
Yeah.
And you screw that pin up, in other words, then you can leave it sticking out, you know, that much. I just told a man of it up at Caesar Junior's. I hung, I'd say, $300 worth up there.
Yeah.
Gates, in other words. And some of them was, you know, aluminum. And some of them was heavy gates, you know, for the pins. put 150 cows in a pen. He had four on each side, eight pens, and had three gates to the pen.
Those little loops.
That's 25 or 40 gates right there, not counting the two 8 foot coming in, and not counting the gates in the lane, you know, where you come on into the scale, you know, where Max is bringing his up there and weigh them calves.
Yeah.
And Cedar Jr., you know, he just, you know, knew him and neighbor, in other words. Of course, Max had the money, and he'd have paid him, in other words, for weighing them, but he wouldn't charge him a penny.
Yeah.
And I even helped him, you know, with him, in other words, and I was on Cedar Jr. payroll, see.
Yeah.
But he didn't charge him anything. It didn't take too long to weigh him, in other words. And they wanted to weigh one, you know, separate, in other words, for some reason, I don't know why. But they had to, you know, separate one out of the bunch. But they had one of these four-wheel trailers, and I believe they had eight or nine old calves, and it pretty well filled up.
Yeah.
And he had it behind a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And you could tell he had something behind him. And but the calves, but like you said, with the feed in them, they average 100 pounds more than I guess than the average. Tell you the truth, that's right. Because
he
had them in good shape. Just like your cow is probably, you know, what's on a big cow to your way.
Yeah, it was probably.
You put them on the scale.
Yeah.
You know, with beef wise, you know, with they'd bring you some money.
Now, when they holler, it's one thing, and then when they filled out,
that's right.
You
different story, because I had one at Bear, you know, and she weighed 900 pounds. I didn't figure she'd weigh that much. She wasn't a big Angus cow, but she never had a calf. I'd raised over there with this bull, the bull that I got the house, I raised him. And this cow was raised, but she never did have a calf. But the bull was pretty good, and I said I'd keep him. And that bull is, he's just turned five or coming five. I believe he just turned five, 5 years old. So that cow, you see, she was 5 years old, and she done had about three calves. But over there, and they got kind of skittish, in other words, and I couldn't do it, like you say, in other words, they're taking people, you know, with a horse and a lash, you know, run them down. You get to run them too much, they jump and tear out the fences. Be all old Willie's hunting some odd acres of pine timber over there. And if you get past Willie, that'd be in big hammock, and that'd be the last of them. Somebody else would butcher them or kill them. But that cow got to feed them up a little bit, and she was had plenty of grass over there. Wasn't any cows away, you know, about 50, 60 acres in grass, and the rest of it in woodland. I own 55 acres, and there's 40 acres there I got leased, and about half of it, 25 acres itch, you know, in grass. Bahia and centipede is about to work on it now, but this Bahia's real good underneath those pine saplings. You know, that Bahia, you know, was like that, you know.
Did you ever just actually work with GP?
Work with him on the job?
When you're making hay or
fixing
the baler or something like that?
Yeah.
Now, is he any good just doing the work himself?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yes, sir.
He can
work.
Sit on a tractor and keep it going?
Yes, sir. He
can keep a baler going?
That's right.
He knows the machinery.
He's pretty good on the machinery, too, like I am. He had him down at the Bobet farm, too. But they're going to say he went down now. You bet. He said, I got some Kentucky horses coming in. Well, like you say, I'm not a horse man. I hardly want to ride one now unless he's jumped.
Yeah.
Because the one that I had up there riding, my. He clumped, you know, and I wouldn't get him out of the truck because he'd fall down with you, and I didn't want to get my neck broke.
Yeah.
But he said, these are Kentucky colts coming in here from Kentucky, and I got to trade them, and I want seven stables built on the side of this barn.
Yeah.
And he said, Mixon told me you could do it. I said, who, Mixon? He said, yeah, J.C., aren't you some kin to him? I said, yes, sir. And I said, well, I'm tied up with C.J. Jr. Oh, he's my buddy in the... and the Lion Club, and all this other business clubs, and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll see him, and I got to have his stable, and I can't get anybody to do it. I'm going to see if he won't let you off. So Dolphy did. He seen Susan, and he said, yeah, you're going down and build him. And I went down and build him. That's when he wanted me to stay with him all the time, you know, give me a regular job. But as you said, I didn't want to do that all the time down there with that thing. I wasn't a horse man, and of course, they got some nice cattle.
Yeah. Well, look,
$20,000 black Angus bull.
I don't have any use for aluminum gates.
Neither do I.
Well, now, what can I get for gates?
The best thing is GP Dunn, I built all of them for him out here.
Yeah.
Now, that's one thing. Now, GP's pretty good machinery, but carpenter work. He wants me now. He's getting, I mean, he got $1,800 worth of cypress lumber on this side of this world. Some of them logs are bigger than this table.
Yeah. Is that right?
He didn't hang out with
him.
Right. Come out of this swamp, you know, where they had this canal.
Yeah.
Well, Orange Spring.
Yeah.
And they still gonna have a lawsuit or a deal, but they sawing them log there, a big cypress log there, you know, it's, I'd say, 4 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
And that's pretty lumber, too.
Yeah.
But it costs you about $200 a thousand. But I told Jippy, what can you get? They've gone up on this clear soap lumber now. I didn't know they went up that much on it. It's about $175, $80.
Yeah, and what do you...
And it's like these posts, in other words, you got to go in there and paint it every other year.
Yeah.
And it costs you money to put that old burning, it'll burn you up. Cost you money to put it on.
I see these...
But he wanted me to come and make the corral for him, and I made the gates out here at Southside Barn, in other words. And it's made out of this western cedar. But it was on, then it was only $120, but it's make good gate. 2x6s. Now, GP did put a 2x8, I think, on the bottom to keep his bull, you know, from maybe getting his head down and breaking it, get it horned underneath it.
Yeah.
And he put a 2x8 on the bottom. But it's not necessary. Mine is all 2x6s. I got a few of them built.
Now, that's for corral?
Yeah, corral and for the gates.
Now,
make it for gates.
Is that corral going to be outdoors?
This cypher over here is going to be, it's going to be outside.
No, sir. No, sir.
It's
no, sir.
Out.
A man just loses money these days unless he covers it up.
You mean the cypher?
You've got anything. You just got to put a roof on it.
Right.
Now, you see my little shed out there? Well, I haven't got to use that corral for cattle. I've been using it for hay or something like that. But see, I can take them... Everything I've got there lasts. I can put a load and shoot there.
It is hard.
Runways.
Yeah.
And the
that's
gates.
Right. That's right.
And they'll never wear out.
That's right. Well, that's the best thing. I got my loading feet under this shoe. It's made out of womanized lumber.
And what is
womanized pine?
And what does the roof cost? It don't cost nothing compared to what
no.
these gates and stuff
that's
cost.
Right. You're right. But he's building a corral out of that. It's gonna be rough stuff.
Yeah.
And he's gonna use. He's going to use 1x8s, I believe,
yeah.
instead of 2x for the corral. Then you have your posts 8 foot apart.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, in your rainway, well, they'd probably be 4 feet apart, you know, in the
yeah.
crowding area.
Yeah.
But that's what he's going to build with them, and that's what reason he didn't hope that I wouldn't go over the way he'd have me. He told me the other day, I heard you going over to Hastings, it'll be the last of this month or the first
yeah.
of the next month, because they're going to let them mature to get more yield and... You know, the potatoes grow, you know, more a week, you know, since this weather got warm at night. Well, you know, it's probably how our potatoes swell right on up.
Well,
and he wants to get a yield because that market ain't going to be no like it was black market time. People think it would, in other words, but I'd say $5 about all it's going to be. And he got 20,000 bags contracted, in other words, for $3 a bag.
Yeah.
20,000 bags. But I'd give him $60,000, but you go take it and take $2, you know, to make the blooming crop. And they had a bad year. You know, with the weather condition and everything, and
yeah.
the wet, black parts, they drowned out, and they couldn't plant over because it was too late. They got bit down, you know, twice with a cold,
yeah.
and they had to come back. And now and then, they just started putting on a little one and a little slow one. That's the reason I'm nearly a month, you know, late. I should have been over and done wet, you know, a couple
yeah.
of 3 weeks.
Well, now, as soon as he digs them, he got to sell them. He got no place to put them.
That's right. They go right to the market. They got a conveyor belt, in other words, and they'll dig them green potatoes like today. And tomorrow night, you'll be eating them in these 49 or 69 cent potato chip bags from Wise, whatever the name of the company in Jacksonville.
Now, sweet potatoes have seasoned before they got any taste.
Oh, yeah. But these ice potatoes, well, I'm chipped. You know how, if you like chipped with your barbecue and all, they have it up yonder with them.
Ice potatoes don't need to season.
No.
Just a fresh ice potato right out
They
of
got
ground.
One of these salad bowls, you know, full of salad this big around. And they got one of them that just bring them chips that just look like put a half a barrel in that one time.
Yeah.
Potato chip, go with a barbecue. Up there, Johnny?
Well, now, how did GP find out about that lumber?
Got in touch with one of the boys working at Badgley, I believe, at making the boxes, the beer boxes. Used to make the field boxes, and other people, we don't quit that, but they're making beer crates and light bread boxes and things like that at Badgley here at the Citra.
Uh-huh.
And one of those men I told him about, they're dragging this stuff out and they're running that sawmill and you get some good lumber.
Yeah.
And Talking to me about it, and I really want to get some of that good cypress, you know, and have it dressed and make a boat out of it. Says, you help your daddy build one, and says, that pitch is what I'm worried about. You know, not to have it flat bottom, you got to have a pitch to it, see? Just like your eave on your roof, you know, you have a 3x12, 4x12, or whatever you want your pitch of eaves of the house. No, it, now, some of them are kind of like this in here. I think it's kind of steep. I'd hate to paint it.
Yeah.
And a lot of these old houses are like that, too. But Jippy found out about it, and he wanted some. And after the woman and I got, you know, where it's so high, and it got where it's no good either. Now, Elbert Zetron and I had some cut in the swamp back yonder. You're talking about outside. And I'm careful and show him his corral, and I know it's been there about 12 years.
Is that right?
That's right. 12 years. And I'm showing some gates. I believe it's over 12 years old. He got some gates made out of that cypress. It's hard cypress. It ain't no pitted or sap cypress. Now, like this man talking about what I thought about these cedar posts. You don't want no sap, too much sap on that cedar. You want a heart.
Yeah.
And I said, well, one man I had a split cypress, and I says, it's 55 cents for the split. But I'd make a post, you know, if it'd been round, it cost you $1.10 a piece. Said, well, what kind you in Whittington? He called him Whittington. That's Earl. He called him by the last name. What time did you bring back? I said, well, a man, that's all he had. We talked to you know about that, and after we got back to Brunson. But the other man, he was in the wood, but he had some in the yard there, but Earl and I couldn't go there and pick the man post up, you know, be the same as stealing. So we came back and seen the man in Brunson, and he's the one that had them split. And had a few round ones and said, well, we just want to get, you know, load 50. And they're green. And they're pretty heavy when they're green, you know, see the, well, 50, you know, make the pickup, you know, after I just left the tailgate up and put them in there, you know, because it's 7 feet long. And the body ain't, but I think it's 6 or 6.5 all in on a pickup. Anyway, it's sticking out, you know, over the body. And they're 55 cents a piece. But here he got three round ones. He didn't want me to have but two. But he got the round post from another man. He delivered them, 600 of them. But they cost him more. They cost him about 70 cents, you know, delivered.
Yeah.
See what I mean? But they round.
What sort of place does Eric have?
He got a pretty nice place.
Like you have?
He's got 40 acres. He got 40 acres at his house, and he got 40 acres away from the house, separated.
Yeah.
But he had gotten his wife's brother helped him build a home here about, when he had that other place there. His boy bought it through the government.
Yeah.
Veteran Administration and Bush, you know what you call this, farm thing? Bush is the head of it in Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
Federal Housing, a federal bank. Federal Housing Corporation, I believe, federal something.
Yeah.
And he couldn't take care of it, and he had to let it go. But he was a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped Aaron build him. He got a block home. It's pretty nice. Aaron got a pretty nice home. It's a three-bedroom.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he got a three-bedroom, pretty nice home.
Yeah.
It's on that grader road there, you know, off from, well, it's the first grader road after you come, you know, out to Dungarve, you know, back to the right, you turn back, and here was the first house on the right.
How'd Era get a hold of his money?
Well, Era, I don't know. Era is working out, and I guess maybe the home place Era inherited, in other words. He didn't have to do like I did. Now, I had to pay, you know, $25,000 for mine out there. Just got it paid for last year.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I've been on the stump, in other words. The reason the house is old, in other words, and not worth repairing. The sister-in-law want to do it, but my other brother, not the oldest brother, but the other one, he's up and he's retired and started back to work. He's 3 years older than I am.
Let me tell you.
But I told him, I said, you got to walk, crawl before you walk. And I said, I had a time paying that back, in other words. I said, one or two times I had a bad year, and one time I had the bar. I borrowed, I think, was $2,000 or $3,000 down at a commercial bank, and I tell him, G.P. Light, now that's the man that. In the bank, he asked me to reckon Jippy after his first cousin fell out with him, would he be interested in this job he's got? And he asked me, would you be interested? I told him, no, I wasn't in a position to take off. And and leave my stuff, in other words. But Jippy had been off, you know, with Albert on the deal, and he didn't sign the contract. So that's when my banker down there got in touch with Jippy, and he called a man and got the job, talked about $40 worth on the telephone. Of course, that millionaire, you know, he paid for the telephone call, and Jippy got his job with a telephone.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now, GP got as much going on outside his job as he got over there.
Well, he got his boy, you know, with his hip on that. He's married, in other words, and he's going to live out in the other place, and they're going to move in. They have to get in this next week because they're supposed to be in there, you know, this month.
Is that right?
That new home.
And the boy's going in.
The boy's going to stay on the home place.
He's
marrying. He's marrying this Pons girl.
Oh, is he?
Uh-huh. Sylvia.
Yeah.
Yeah, she says, I don't have any money, but I'll help him going through the university. He got two more years, you know, before he gets his degree, you know, University of Florida.
What's happened to GP's girl?
The old one?
Uh-huh.
Well, she teaches school.
Yeah.
She's making her $12,000, and they're going to give her a raise, so she told me. You see in the paper here, the news?
So
all these school teachers are going to get another nice little whack in on the raise.
Yeah, she get rid of
and she got a helper now. She's making that kind of money and got somebody to do the work. You and I, well, we got to do the work ourselves. We can't get nobody and pay them to help us do it. And now and down at school, they got people to help them grade the papers, believe it or not.
Let me tell you, Everett, now you take
isn't that something? Then they want more money.
Take a
and she's driving a $5,000, you know, automobile.
Oh,
and says, I'm going to spend my money, Ebb. She called me Ebb. Said, I'm going to spend my money. Got a $4,000 boat there. Have you seen a ship?
No.
Got a $4,000 ship. I call it a boat. Men want me to go down and ride in it, not fishing, but go riding.
Yeah.
I don't go for that. Well, come on, you enjoy seeing them skiing. I said, Johnny's got one, and they want me to drive it, and I wouldn't do it because if one of them kids got hurt, I'd be responsible. I said, no, I ride in it, but I'm not, you know, being the chauffeur, in other words. I drive an automobile for somebody.
What's going to happen, you see, Maxie can't get any help. That's going to put him out of business. What's going to happen to his police?
Well, he got that boy, and also his boy has a son, and I guess that boy's in college, I believe.
But they won't take care of the place.
But I don't believe so. Jimmy, in other words, he's at the boy. He's got a big job, you know, with Belt Linden, been with him a year, and the Doc, he called him a Doc, and he got that drawl like his mother had, in other words.
Yeah.
You know how to talk. Inherited, I guess.
Yeah.
Doc, they treat me pretty nice. I guess I'll stay with them until I die.
Yeah. Well,
but he's not coming out here. No. Wasn't his wife is one of those society women.
Yeah.
And they can't get along. She's one of those, well, I don't know. I won't say it either.
Yeah.
What you're talking about, want to live above a mean.
Yeah.
Fast. You know what fast is, don't you?
Fast.
And they separated one time, you know, and had a baby. I'd like to kill Max and I with May both. On account of the child, in other words, finally the men, you know, went together, but come to find out, well, her people was the cause of it, in other words, a lot of it.
Well, now, Max haven't got any chance then. That place was just going to something
else. That's what I mean. If something other happened, why, I don't know what will happen. I don't know what
you don't want it.
I don't have it. No.
You don't need it.
No, I don't need it. No.
But and these poor people can't buy it.
No. That's right.
Nobody over there.
And I don't know, in other words, what he'll do with it. I guess maybe he'll let the boy have it because he told me. If that were the boys, and that boy I knew he wasn't using it, on the end of me there's a little piney woods there, you know, 10 acres, and I wanted to buy that from Jimmy.
Yeah.
Then Max would come along, you know what he told me? Said, Jim, boy, that belonged to him. He inherited that from Lois, his Aunt Lois.
Yeah. Oh.
And he said he may want to come out here and build him a home on that 10 acres when he retires.
Oh.
But knowing the family situation and his wife and all, it'll be a cold day in August.
Before they get way out in the woods.
Before they come out in the woods. That's what happened to Dick, you know, without you on he's on that place on the other side of Max's. He owned that 700 acres.
Yeah.
And Cave wanted to be in town, you know, where she'd be in around the people, see.
Yeah.
And Dick was an old working old boy, and he was going to work out on that land. He cleaned up a lot of it, in other words, and had a few cattle.
Which Whittington married Thrasher's daughter?
That's Dick.
Yeah.
Dick married one, and that Pruitt boy down here at the Lowell married one of them. Jimmy Pruitt married Ann, the oldest one.
Well, now this one, Dick's wife, she's right talented.
Yeah, she is.
She's pretty and she's smart and she sings.
Sings and
everything.
Yeah, play the piano.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's talented. Nice. She's a nice girl. She thinks a lot of me and I think a lot of her. She's not up to up, in other words. The other one kind of up in society, and but Kate had always been ordinary and common, you know, just like, you know, ordinary people. But she speak to me, in other words, whenever this evening, does anything, they ask me a lot of questions, because she knows, like you said a moment ago, she knows I keep up with the news, you say. I get around and find out things.
Yeah.
And so Kate said, why don't you come down and see us, Abby?
Yeah.
And I gave him some beef when I butchered my beef, in other words, because Dick's always nice to, when I go to Jacksonville, I give me 2 or 3 boxes of oranges, in other words, and I offer him, you know, $10 or $15, you know, for the oranges, because they bring, you know, good money, and they put them in them boxes. And he or Buddy won't even take it. You know, won't accept him. So whenever I kill, well, I either kill Buddy and Dick both, you know, a little meat.
Yeah.
You know, a little steak.
Yeah.
And Kate said she wanted a roast one time. Well, she's close. That didn't mind me. She wanted a roast. And says, I said, well, what kind you want? The rump or the rib roast? Or what kind of roast you want? Said, just so it's a roast. And I said, I'd like to have one about 4 pounds. And said, "Reed, I'm telling you about the weight, 4 pounds, the fire. I want it for a certain company, you know, and want it to be, you know, real meat, you know, off of a calf you butcher. You can't buy that at the store. You might find it today, but it may be 3 months before you find some more like it, and you're going to buy a roast at the store."
Yeah.
I guess you've seen that, haven't you? Sometimes you get a good piece of meat, and it'd be a lot long time before you get any more.
Right.
But Buddy, you know what? He always wants that T-bone steak. No words.
You see Buddy much?
Not too much. Once in a while, I see him, talk with him a little bit, and he'd be smoking a cigar. But
is he?
I think this other thing that someone said the other day, I said, well, I kind of cracked him a little bit the other day, and he seemed to think he's cracking, you know, dying out. This sister commission, you know, about giving the wives, you know, and the elect.
Yeah.
And somebody's asking me, he said, what are your cufflinks? But I think it's all, you know, about to hush up, in other words. But that's a political deal. That's the reason that I said I never would want none of it. In other words, you're doing the impossible. You're trying to, you know, get into politics. And I told Jippy about the ACP. He's on it, and Ava said he's going to leave it go. I said, yeah, the old Carver wanted to know what I wanted to do. But I said, well, I'm a little man, and I said, all the big men, they always get all the fertilizer and all the dolomite and all the lime and all that. And I said, I'm a little man, and I'll never get any. And I said, I don't care if they go ahead and take all my base away. If they don't plant some, you know, see, I've been planting some corn. I had 25 acres last year.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you know, do something, well, then you're subject to lose your base, you know. I don't know where you keep up with. I don't understand all of it, but you have a certain base.
Yeah.
As Ada said, I decided what bothered, and Ida said, I'm going down and talk to him, so Ida goes down now. He lives on the other grade, on the other side of here, and Ada got 40 acres right across the road from him. He got a beautiful garden, like Ernest has got a pretty good garden now. You saw it out there. He had a lot of trouble with it, but Ada got a nice garden, too. And this right across from Isaac, now, he had him a new home built. He and his wife both were working. She's a bookkeeper for Dixon, Lily, and Williston. He worked for Whitehurst, same place that Johnny worked. But Johnny was on the farm, and I was on the road construction. And I went down there and said, well, he said, I just hate to lose all. I don't know what it's going to do. My wife's not working. Says, I decided to have the tractor out there on the shed. He got one like that Ford. I don't know whether it's a Ford or a Ferguson. I believe it's a Ford, though. There isn't too much difference in them.
No.
Gas burner. You're the gas. This is a gas burner. And he got the equipment to go with it, in other words. And says, I told the Carver I reckon I'd go ahead and plant 10 acres. So his brother lives over on the other grade road. That's Johnny's brother. And Isaac, one of them. 3 boys and 14 girls, I think, in the family. Sybil is one of the girls. I think there's 13 or 14 girls besides Sybil. Why, I'd plant 10 acres to keep a little bit of base, because I don't know what we're going to do. And says, we were thinking about selling this place. I said, you're not selling your place. Well, Johnny got him a man, you know, coming up with $600 cash to buy, you know, 100 acres of it. If I wouldn't let him have all of it, he'd buy 100 acres. But then they backed out. She said, no, I reckon we got this little home in Williston, get a little rent out of it, and we'd be lost without a few cows. Said, I reckon we better keep it. And they wouldn't sell any of it. So there you are, both of them working, though, and they make enough to live on, in other words. But he decided he'd plant 10 acres. Well, he finally got it planted last Saturday. Found up. It was too wet, you know, after that big rain. And he planted 12 rows and had to quit. Said the tire began to slip, and he planted all the corn, and he had to rig the planter with a sprocket. See, no wheel turning, that corn was coming on out.
Yeah.
And he's putting, you know, like this. He's putting it like this with the tire spinning and the sprockets, you know, going.
Yeah.
And he said he quit. Said, I'll wait until next Saturday. So he got his planting last Saturday. But he's got 10 acres. But Eric's out of it, and I got out of it, too. And I told Jippy, and Jippy's out, too, I think, and he's on the board. But Jippy gets the lime and the fertilizer, don't forget it. He gets it.
How'd you manage that?
Well, he's on the committee, and he can help get a little, you know, just like Whitehurst's and Smith Brothers and Richardson Brothers, in other words. Well, you may be getting a lot of it, you know, put on your grass, in other words. You getting some of that?
I get 10 acres.
10 acres. Well, that's a lot, then.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, one day, they gave me 5 acres, and I said, well, that's a whole lot. That's better than nothing, I reckon, but I said, that's something.
I keep thinking I won't fool that. they ought to just do away with that.
Well, that's what I told Jippy, and also told Carver. I says, that reminds me back down in the pen, you know, to cover up your oranges and cover up your peaches and people going hungry, in other words. And went out and killed the pigs, you know, and the hog, you know, got too plentiful. And people are starving to death, in other words, and banning all this other stuff, and a lot of people, you know, would be glad to have a little of it. I said, something else. Like I told them over yonder, they got, you know, where the monopoly was holding potatoes and the farmer didn't have a chance and they couldn't let those commercial potatoes go on the market.
Yeah.
They had to hold the market up, in other words, and the starving people, millions of them, in other words, like to have those commercial scarred potatoes. You eat it tomorrow and it won't hurt you a bit in the world.
Yeah.
And the people coming in, they're selling some of them and giving them away and all. Now they stop that and they make them bare. Can't not bare. And the man told me, he said, if you go over and work, right then, let me have some of them curled potatoes. I said, I don't know what the lawyer now, but I said, you have that lightning boy out there come over and got a truckload and come over and sold about $15, $20 worth of it. Well, I used to bring enough in, you know, to kind of help the expenses on the weekend. Make that pickup ride good, you know, 100-pound bag.
Why, yes.
And sell them for $1 a bag, you know, and that's, you know, buy them one or two good dinners, you know, when I want to go out and eat.
Well, what's wrong with that?
But now and then, I don't know what the lawyer now, I might not have to bring something back. And said, well, the ladies, you know, ordinary people around me, said, well, if you go, colored and white. Said, bring me a few. Said, I won't mind paying you a few, little something of them potatoes. Bring me a little bag, 15 or 20, 25 pounds. You know, before they go to bed, they won't keep no long. But I said, they make wonderful, you know, potato diced cubes.
Yeah.
And you can use them for mashed potatoes. They're not too good for baking, you know, like you had this here tonight. But they're chip people. But you cook them with turnip green and stuff like that. And the French fries, they're fine for that. You put a little brown sugar, sprinkle on, and they'll brown right on up, and they got a delicious flavor, you know, French fries with a little brown sugar on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the big
markets. Get you a good piece of bass or speckled perch about that long, you know. Not too many bones in it, because I like to eat in a hurry when I eat fish. And get you a plate of French fries and throw a little ketchup on top of it. You got something good to eat. Maybe a little bowl of salad.
Makes me hungry.
Well, let me tell you, Ernest, we are here now. We've been talking.
Y'all got to carry that clothes. It's 9 o'clock. I done stayed an hour long when I said I was going to stay. I got to water my cows.
We've been talking all this time, and we never have talked.
Well, you're the instigator. What's got coming up now?
Well, I get interested in what we talk about, and it's time to go. I don't want to keep it too late. But I keep thinking about, you know, you see, pick up these little things, and about, you know, taking care of your property and getting things done. Now, you know, it's got so now you can't even get that old, get somebody to plow for you, don't
that's
you know?
Right.
Custom.
That's right.
You've got to have 100 acres, 200 acres field before they
well,
pay them to do it.
That's what Eric talking about, this same boy now taking over Frank McCray, William boy, Jack.
Yeah.
Well, Jack, Robert, Jack's dad, in other words, and Jippy's wife, a sister and brother. That's kinfolk. Jippy can't get him to do anything for them, only kinfolk, see? Brother-in-law.
Yeah.
But he'd been doing work for a year, and we couldn't get him out there. That's the reason we didn't get into this millet. No, well, we cut out on our price. We got some of this millet, you know, sold, you know, when it had moisture. But when the ground got so hard, Ed called him and told him no use to come. I got to go to Richland, like you said. Man, get him 200 or 300 acres, you know what? I got to go down to Charles Sala and cut them land, you know, to put, what you call this stuff they're going to combine? Rye. Black flour, black rye.
Yeah.
And they go combine, see? And get $3-$4 a bushel part, in other words, in the combine. But after Big Ben, you know, gets it, and they said, well, there's no use in you coming. It's too dry. The land done dried out. You know how top land is.
Yeah.
And mine the same way. And I got a bag of that stuff, you know, it's $35, in other words, for a bag of it. That X, Pearl X.
MX.
And if I'd have had it, you know, had it sold when it right, now I'd working out and I didn't have equipment, you know, to fix it with.
Yeah.
It'd been too slow to me to get out there to bush and bog, you know, and try to, you know, fix the 10 acres of land, you know, with the thing. Why, you can hire it cheap and you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And Jack got that box, he planted it all at the same time.
When McCray had it, you see, he's my neighbor and he'd stop by here and do any little amount I had.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how good I had it, did I?
That's right. You sure did.
You see,
he got
I
out. Well, that's the way I was. Now, McCray, he's been doing it mine for 40 years, I reckon, seemed like.
I
could call him, and he put it down in a book. Iris, well, she's no kin, but she's a Smith girl, too, you know. But went to school together, his wife. And she put it on the book, in other words. And she come to it, why, she called me Everett, no one. They had a concern with me.
Yeah.
But Jack, he don't, if his own brother-in-law, I tell you, as we talking out them in the yard, I'm telling you the truth, they don't have no concern, even your kinfolk.
Yeah.
Like my brother, in other words, just in Jacksonville, didn't know until my older brother come up, done had a heart attack in St. Vincent's Hospital up there 3 days. And GP said, I thought your brother was coming by to see me. I said, well, he wouldn't have, but he went to Jacksonville to see my brother Tom.
Ever since I've been down here, it looked like I'd start something and then I would get in a pinch.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in a pinch now, you see. I haven't had anybody do any custom work for me since Frank got out of business.
That's right.
Well, it's just like this tire business. I got some retreads put on the front end, got it lined, but before I got home, they're wobbling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the trouble is, you see, that I didn't balance them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went back, first time I was in town, and they balanced them $2.50 a piece.
That's what they do.
Well, now, you look, you see, they make more on that balancing than they do on the retreads.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And that alignment more than they do on all the rest of it.
That's the reason I said I buy mine up here on that Farmer Mutual.
Yeah.
And brand new and quit retreading. And they bounce them free and put them on that pickup. And I'm two of them on there now. Got nearly 40,000 miles on two of them. And they look like they're good for another 5 or 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
You got to look at them tires.
Now, where do you go?
Farmer Mutual.
Way out there.
Next to the old produce market. It used to be the old produce.
They put the tires on bouncing for you.
And they put them on bouncing. And I get them, you know, a whole lot cheaper than get them Farm Bureau or discounted B.F. Goodrich or discounted Firestone.
Yes.
Or Sidney Roebuck, either one. Now, my sister-in-law was going to try some on that big price for her.
Yeah.
But she's getting hers from Sidney Roebuck, and they're guaranteed, I think, 50,000 miles or 5 years or something other like that. I don't know. She cut one of them, and it cost her $7. And they put another one there. It had about 5 or 10,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And she cut one of them, hit a bottle, I reckon, a whiskey bottle or a Coca-Cola bottle.
And they still stood behind it.
And they stood behind it. Cost $7, you know, for the 10,000 miles.
Yeah.
They made the tread and flipped on another.
Let me tell you, I tell you what, when you come over here, we get to talking about some of the things. I'll catch him over at his house sometime. When he's working in the garden, working his cattle around there, and where we won't talk about things in general.
Everyone has to come over here, and I'll just have to keep and just not let him talk, let you talk about anything except
the business.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
He's
I'll put it on 2 or 3 little points, you see, and I'll say, Everett, I come over here to look at these 2 or 3 little points.
Yeah.
And then if we talk about anything else, I'll just look the other way.
Okay.
That's the end of Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Everett Smith this Thursday night, the 22nd of April, 1971. End of Channel 2 over, and the end of the visit with Everett Smith this Thursday night, the 22nd of April, 1971. End of Channel 2 over.